and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Freight Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God. I love you.
And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blues Freight Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And today, I always say this when we do these shows, if you like the big ones, yep, you like the hits, today is the day you want to listen for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're going to hear the 60s and the 70s.
Just the way we like it.
And you're going to hear a lot from the man himself today. We're going to talk about, of course, Elvis on the charts.
Okay.
All right, it's Blue Suede Connection.
There's so many ways that Elvis Presley influenced me, whether it was his music, his movies, his love of family or loyalty to his crew. He created, if you'll reminisce with me, the TCB, the lightning bolt that signified the innermost circle of Elvis's party. Many years later, I took that idea. I created this. This little medallion is given to our innermost circle. I bought it from Colonel Parker's estate. I keep it in this box to remind me of just how great the king was and always will be.
Made of earth and wood. I lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well.
hard to find good material nowadays, you know, for everybody, for all of us, you know. It's very difficult to find any good hard rock songs. If I could find them, I would do it.
You can call up the people like a crazy.
That's Funkified Elvis right there.
Shack.
Yeah, I like to call that the Shaft Elvis version if you don't come back here on Blue Suede Connection. Mm-hmm. All right, now we always give the phone numbers. We always tell people how to find us, how to be involved with the show. So give the list. Give the rundown, baby.
All right, BlueSuedeConnection.com. That's a place to hang out, as well as Facebook. Phone number 540-227-0514.
Oh, there you go. Now, there's been a lot of talk over the years. Did Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis get along? What was the relationship? We all heard the story about how Jerry Lee showed up at Elvis's gates drunk one evening with the gun, and
right.
People said he was going to shoot Elvis. He says, no, 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 I wasn't going to do that. You know,
just carrying a weapon for the heck of it.
But anyway,
what are you talking about?
He did share some nice things about supposedly his friends. So here's Jerry Lee.
Just respect him as for what he was, the first in the big rock and roll era to break it open for everybody. So the king of rock and roll, you know. And, well, I first heard Elvis Presley in about 1955, I believe, with a record called That's All Right, Mama and Blue Moon of Kentucky. And, when I heard this, I said, well, now there is my style of music. And I like losing Elvis Presley, but it's like losing a brother. And, we had a lot of good times together, and I guess I knew Elvis pretty well, about as well as anybody.
I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, we got chickens in the barn. Who's born, one born, my born? They come on over, baby, we got the bull by the horn. Yeah, we ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. We ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby. A whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. With my mama said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake, all right. I said, shake, baby, shake. We ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. A whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Easy now. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake, go home. I said, shake, baby, shake, pop, pop. We ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah. Shaking going on, yeah. I said, come on, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, my. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake all night. I said, shake, baby, shake right, right. You ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Wow, 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 wow. I'm shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. All right, I said, shake, baby, shake. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Made it out, man.
We'll be right back.
After this quick message, millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
A little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. And dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. And come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation and satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl, it's getting late, you just sit right around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, baby, satisfy me.
Imagine that, all these great rock and roll and beautiful pop songs.
Right.
All after 1959.
Amazing.
Isn't it amazing that
I
Elvis
had no idea.
Actually recorded music after Blue Suede Shoes and All Shook Up?
Of course he did.
All right. Well, he did do one in the early 1960s. You're going to talk about that. Give us a little insight into this song and tell us all about
it. So a few months after Elvis was out of the Army, he finally did have his first number one hit released. It's Now or Never was sat for 5 weeks on the U.S. charts. It also sat for 8 weeks on the U.K. charts. It camped out there for a very long time. And the song is interesting because Elvis had heard it while he was in Germany. And O Solo Mio was the original. And it's like a 60-year-old song at that time.
And he
presented it to Freddie Beanstalk, his publisher, and songwriters Aaron Schroeder and Wally Gold. They took it, and Elvis said, "Hey, can you give me an updated English version?" They brought O Solo Mio 60 years into the future for It's Now or Never, and Elvis worked so hard at that song. It really showed off his new vocal range.
It sure did.
He struggled to get that very last note, but he did finally get it. In fact, they offered to rewrite it.
Right.
So he didn't have to hit that note, but he insisted on doing it until he could.
Right.
So it did highlight that, and it sold 20 million copies.
There you go, and here it is.
Just like a willow, we would cry in ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's no one else.
Oh, yeah. Now, coming up here in a little bit, I'm going to go over some iconic words from movies that we still use today, and we mimic these scenes from these movies.
Okay.
Now, in doing that, I'm not going to do any Elvis ones, but that's what I was going to throw at you right now. I'll be thinking about this. Is there any lines from any Elvis movies that are iconic to you? Don't tell me now.
Mm-hmm.
That you may remember. Think, oh, yeah. Now, if I were going to pick an iconic thing from an Elvis movie that he said, and maybe we've did it with each other or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, because I wrote a few down I thought of.
Okay.
So that's going to come up here in a little bit. But let's get back into a couple more great songs. What do you think?
All right.
Christians believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Elvis has got that beat that makes you want to tap your feet. Blue Sway Connection is rocking and rolling, baby.
Talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I'm walking here.
All right. You talking to me, taxi
I'm walking
driver.
Here.
Taxi driver, 1976.
Yeah, you can't get one up on me. I know what you're doing.
I know what you are. I know you figure me out.
Mm.
Groovy, baby. Groovy. Austin Powers,
mm-hmm.
1997.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
You can't handle the truth.
There you go. That's come. You took one from me. You took one from me.
Yeah.
That was Jerry Maguire from 1996. I'll be back.
Yeah, Terminator.
1984.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. The Godfather, 1972.
Yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's a good one.
Dirty Dancing. All these, we all know them. You know,
yeah.
You can't handle the truth from 1992. Somebody bursted my bubble on that one. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh.
Apocalypse Now, 1979. One of the few lines that Robert Duvall actually said in the movie. I think he was only in there for like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But that was a lasting, memorable line.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me, aren't you?
I don't think that's all. Is that famous?
The Graduate, yeah. Oh, yeah. There
is
definitely.
It wouldn't come to my mind.
But. Here's one that got so worn out, and we've all said it. I've heard it a million times.
What?
My mama always said life was like a box
of
chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
There you go, yeah.
Forrest Gump from 1994.
There's several from that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I ask you, is there any iconic Elvis lines from the movies that you might have thought of?
Well, of course, Jailhouse Rock comes right to mind.
Yeah.
You know, when she's...
They ain't tactics on
you. Yeah, this ain't. It's just a beast to me.
I wrote that one down, of course.
One. Yeah.
Don't push me, Willie. I'm one grease monkey that won't slide
so
easy.
Kid Galahad, yeah.
And you go back to school. I'm going out and make a buck. King Creole.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones I came up with. Willie Mae stole home.
Yeah.
I love that from Follow That
Dream. That is funny because he doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, you know what the new one is now, right?
What?
Play the hell out of it.
Oh, there you go. Let's play the hell out of it right now.
When Moses warned the children, to lift your eyes like children looking to the sky. Heaven stands before you, gates are open wide. Shelter for the weary, comfort for the weak. Leave the devil's evil sweating on the street. I got a feeling in my body. This will be our lucky day. We'll be releasing all our sorrow, leaving the land a long way.
Thank you. 7 lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you. There's some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain. I had to leave town a little while. You said you'd be good while I'm gone, but the look in your eye that told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on. Yeah.
Yeah, baby, the fun has just begun. Blue Suede Connection is coming right back at you on the flip side.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
That's what it's all about today. We are playing all of these great songs that happened after 1959 because, once again, Elvis wasn't just the 50s. Great hits all throughout the 60s and amazing hits all the way up until 1977 in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as we said in the first hour, we want to give props to all of our affiliates that have been with us from the very beginning, back to our flagship station, WRGG, there in Greencastle,
right,
Pennsylvania.
Right, right.
But our news stations, we're still getting them.
Right.
Like WQGR Gold 93.7.
Love it.
Mentor, Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
Playing us on Saturdays. So again, that's a station.
Right.
With a program director who's an Elvis fan. He's picking up Blue Suede Connection.
There you go. Here we go with the man. It's only love here on Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you.
sunlight in her hair. I feel the warm smile that she wears. She had no recipe for love, and I just can't get enough. I'm the distant of my love. Clock that's ringing says it's time to wake up to my destiny. It's time to face reality. It's only love. It's not real. There's nothing left for me to feel. I'll just be going on my way. Tomorrow brings another day.
Babe, you're getting closer. The lights are going dim. The sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel it. Head is spinning. You got me in your spell. 100 magic fingers swirling carousel. Medicine within me the doctor could prescribe. Your love is doing something that I just can't describe. But I can feel it.
Still the highest bass note on record.
Nice. Love it.
I don't think that that'll ever get beat. I don't know how you're going to beat that one.
Yeah, I know, right? I hope it never does,
I
actually.
I don't think so. I think we're pretty safe in that department. Who sings bass in music anymore?
That's true.
It'll be an true. AI bass.
Yeah, or I don't know, maybe gospel.
That's true.
I'd have
That's
some
true.
Gospel.
Well,
yeah.
You never know. Hey, I want to remind you guys, if you're having a good time, there's so much good stuff coming on the show today. T.L. in a little while is going to talk about cake.
That's your favorite thing.
Not Easy Bake Oven cake. We're talking about Elvis Presley's favorite cake.
But Dan did use his sister's Easy Bake Oven.
I did. Yes, I did. I was Chef Dan as a child. I'm not afraid to admit it. And I played with Zero with Planet of the Apes, too, when I had my figures.
Oh, did you?
It was a big decision in my life. I had Cornelius, Dr. Zaius, all the astronauts and everything. Do I get Zero? Would I be too feminine for me to get
this? So you were playing with dolls,
so,
is what
yes,
you're saying.
No, action figures.
Dolls.
So I had Zira. Zira was the female ape, and I said, okay.
She qualifies as a doll.
I said, let's go all in, just get them all. And I had Uhura from Star Trek.
Oh,
Migo,
did you?
Too, yeah. So,
so there you go.
I was a very open-minded child. I did not, you know, hold back. I just did my thing.
Yeah, there you go.
But also, I'm going to talk about some great musicians. I mean, artists that we, the radio music gods, to us. They never had a number one hit. People you're going to be very amazed to find out about.
Really? They've never had number one hits?
They've had top tens and top fives, but they never made it to number one.
I guess we always just assume the greats do.
That's right. Now, do you think Bruce Springsteen's on that list?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll find out, but here he is.
A big, big influence. Well, I mean, obviously it was Elvis, and that was, you know, my mother sort of had him on TV when I was 9 years old, and I was shocked. I stood there. I was playing with my. I didn't. And I just. It was some shock of recognition, even at that young age. Like, maybe just that looks like fun.
Yeah. That's for me.
And part of what I did, I wanted to have a lot of that into it, too. Just nonsense and fun and clowning around on stage. I wanted all those elements in my music in some fashion. And so I was really sort of influenced by basically everything I'd heard up in. You know, all the way through, you know.
Train arrived 16, coaches long.
dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Yeah, baby.
I must sound like this for it's not necessary, just, you know. See, people have thought for a long time that that was a thing I do to try to be sexy. And I'm trying to stand up. That's all. Just brace myself.
Don't wander off too far now. The Blue Suede Connection will be right back after this message.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Forever, my darling, our love will be true. Always and forever.
Let me see. I like chocolate cake with peanut butter icing. I like red velvet cake with the white icing.
Lemon.
I like lemon cake with lemon icing. I like Little Debbie's. I like Hostess Twinkies and cupcakes and ho-hos.
Is there anything you don't like?
I love tasty cakes. I love
Name
it all.
Name one thing you don't like, Daniel.
Liver.
In the cake department.
Carrot.
Really?
Don't like carrot.
I like carrot cake.
No, I don't like carrots, so there you go. That would be the one that I don't like. Oh, I love cheesecake. I've mentioned cheesecake. What was Elvis's favorite cake?
Okay. Well, you know, this comes from Chow Hound.
Okay.
It's a food blog. I'm always amazed at the first paragraph of anything they write about Elvis. I got to read this.
Because they find it humorous.
Just their perception,
yes,
of him.
Yes, exactly.
Elvis Presley didn't do anything small. Okay,
no.
They're right there. His legend and legacy loom large in pulp culture even today, thanks to his outsized personality.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Captivating. I can't even say it.
Try it again. Go for free.
You can tell I've been sick, y'all.
Captivating.
I sound like I'm a squirrel over here. Captivating stage presence.
All right.
Expansive music catalog. Okay. They're right. Most interestingly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is most interestingly? His appetite.
Yeah,
whatever. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, so they go on to talk about Elvis's favorite cake, which is pound cake.
I thought that was it. Okay.
Yeah. This cake, though,
I'm looking at
the recipe. I've put this on our Facebook, so go on over there and check it out. And if you want to try to bake it yourself, you can put a picture in the comment because I might be doing that myself.
Cool.
This pound cake has got 7 eggs.
Mm.
It's got cups and cups of butter,
yes.
Heavy cream,
all the good
sugar.
Stuff.
Oh my gosh, this is like I don't know, a heart attack waiting to happen or something.
It is, yeah.
But it does sound really yummy. And they go on to say how Elvis also loved banana pudding,
right.
Fluffy biscuits, and Fool's Gold Loaf sandwiches. If you're listening while you're lifting some weights, do a couple extra because you're going to go home and make some pound cake now.
Rick's gym, I mean.
Rick's gym.
Yeah, Rick listens to us at his gym.
Yeah.
And Rick, I apologize again for the all this stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going.
That's it.
Okay.
That's his favorite cake.
All right. Let's get back into it. I love cake. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah, you did.
Put on your high heels.
see what you're doing to me. When you don't believe a word I say, say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears I feel, I'm crying.
Too late. Sometimes even hate myself for loving you. Trying to be strong, and nighttime comes along, and I start wanting you, wanting you. Where is all my self-control? I'm burning way down in my soul. And needing you, wishing I could be the man I try to, hating me for wanting to be with you, knowing you don't love me like you used to, but it's midnight
miss you. It's getting late, and I know that's when I am weak. Funny how things have a way of looking so much brighter in the daylight. Midnight, and I miss you.
I miss you.
It's midnight, and I miss you.
JD, tell them that they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her to the show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they stuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old mole evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
OKTL, businessinsider.com. Iconic musicians who have never hit number one on Billboard singles chart.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, so for more than six decades, Billboard has been keeping track of what people are listening to via the Billboard Hot 100 list.
Mm-hmm.
While the way we may listen to music has changed, it still remains the goal for musicians to reach that number one spot on the Billboard charts. All right, here you go. This is a surprise, a lot of these. Nirvana had a top 10 hit with Smells Like Teen Spirit. That's the highest they ever went.
Oh, okay.
We mentioned Bruce Springsteen earlier. He had a number 23 hit with Born to Run. Born in the USA went to number 9. And Dancing in the Dark, number 2, back in 1984. He never had a number 1 hit.
Mm.
The Who, their highest chart single was I Can Smell for Miles. It reached number 10 on the top 10. Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower, 1968, only went to number 20. Jimi Hendrix never had a number one hit. Sheryl
Crow. Wow, really?
Sheryl Crow has sold over 50 million albums, but only reached number two with All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun.
Really?
Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, only went to number four on the charts. Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, went to number two. Blown in the Wind and Times They Are a Changin' never charted at all. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I did not know that. I would assume.
Yeah, Shania Twain, her highest was number three. You're Still the One. She had several top hits in the top ten, but that was it there. Johnny Cash, his highest single was A Boy Named Sue. The live version went to number two in 1969.
Wow.
The Godfather of Soul, James Brown. I Feel Good only went to number three. And the Rocky IV thing he did, Living in America, remember that?
Yep.
Went to number four on the charts. And Bob Marley, Roots of Rock and Roll and Reggae, only went to number 51. All those legends and not a number one hit. Can you believe it?
I'm very shocked, actually.
Well, you know, Elton John wasn't on that list.
Elvis Presley changed everyone's life. I mean, there would be no Beatles, there would be no Hendrix, there would be no Dylan. I mean, he just was the man that changed music, without question. Without Elvis, we would never have, groups would never have picked up guitars. I know he was influenced and drew his influence from gospel and blues and country music and black soul music, whatever. But he was the king, and he was the one that started it all. When I first saw him, I was a little boy, and I looked at an old Life magazine, and there was a picture of him, and I thought it was from Mars or something.
Thank you.
Well, do you think we proved a little point today that Elvis was still very much the man all the way up until the very end and still is today?
Absolutely, no doubt. Yeah. There are hits in every era of his career.
Any closing words for our friends, baby?
Well, once again, I do want to thank another new affiliate, KSQM, also called KSQM, 91.5 FM up there in Sequim, Washington.
Nice, nice, right, nice.
Playing Blue Sway Connection Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's all my right. old stomping grounds.
There you go. We love you guys. Thanks for putting this on. All right, I thought I'd end today with, you know, we talk about he was still the man all the way to the end. His last album, Moody Blue.
Yeah.
A major successful album and a great single. Want to do it, baby?
Yeah, absolutely. All I right. want to do it.
Before we do that, let's say it together. We'll see you next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Keep her hanging on, trying to learn. wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.